Occasionally, when I get stuck with arranging ideas, I'll just kind of play around with major chords and their relative minors. So in this case, I'm gonna do D flat major, relative minor will be B flat minor. So D flat major, relative minor of D flat major 7 in this case, B flat minor. Then I'm gonna go to A flat, relative minor of A flat major 7, I'll go to F minor. B flat major, relative minor, G minor. So now I'm gonna start with C major, D flat major, back to C major, B flat minor. Again. Places with that and really create some cool melodies. So a lot of times just I'll just say, you know what, I don't know where I want to go, but I'm just going to play with majors and their relative minors and just see what happens. In the next video, I'll see if I can incorporate the 2-5-1s and 7-3-6s to those different locations and see what happens. Give it a shot, see what you think.